So we're in the story of Rabbi Yitzchak. It's something a little bit part of the story, but it's also another story. It was on Erev Pesach, the night where everyone checks the chametz. All the houses are, of course, already clean and no chametz at all. And everyone's preparing to receive the holy holiday of Pesach. But in the house of Rabbi Yitzchak, they didn't even begin. Why? Because over there, they learned. First, you have to worry for everyone else, and then you worry for yourself. Jews need matzahs. So, Rabbi Yitzchak's private house became a bakery in his house. His daughter says, "Our house, on the night before Pesach, looked exactly like a bakery. The walls were black, from the fire, and the floor is completely filthy, but who cares? We're so happy that we can make matzahs under the eyes of the communists, which they already know this house. We're so happy that we have this chus to give other people matzahs to make." During baking the matzahs, the police again broke into our house, looking for the head of our families. But us, we had already experienced. Immediately, we already put out the fire, and then they were looking for the Yitzchak, but he wasn't even there. Remember where he was? He was in Turchi. They were so upset that they couldn't find their man that they're looking for. They took to prison 27 people for all kinds of crazy reasons. Beat them up. They wanted to say, where's your head? But they didn't say anything. 27 tzaddikim of Uman, and they sent them to Siberia or who knows where. And they, no one knows till today where they are and how they died, if they were buried or not, anything. 27 souls.
So you have 27 orphans and widows or more.
Okay. No, some of them were in there. Some of the Bachurim. And Rabbi Yitzchak always used to talk about them. He didn't stop mourning of 27 sacrifices. These were his friends, his brothers. He was very, very connected with them. That they were uprooted from the source of life. One of them was a Matisyo. But also till today, you don't know what happened with him either. And like by the 10 Aruge Malchus that we had many years ago, the rest also had to accept this Gzera Be'ava. That's what Hashem wants. Rabbi Yitzchak immediately received the information in Turchin that they're on him again. And he has to save himself and run even further away. He decided he's running away to Moscow, because Moscow is a big city. In the big city, it's harder to run around. His son of Moshe was also with him in Tulchin, but they decided to send him immediately to Eretz Yisrael because he saw that there's no hope for education, Jewish education in Russia, like we saw what happened years later. And he wanted to be sent to Eretz Yisrael to be a Jew, to live like a Jew.
How did he get an exit permit?
We'll see in a second. Yeah, even though it was to disconnect from his son, he don't know if he'd ever see him again. He said, education here, he won't go like a Jew. There, there's a chance. With their thinking how to send him, they found out that Rabbi Avraham Shtelnauts is planning on going to Eretz Yisrael. And immediately they jumped on this thing, and they decided to take him to Avraham as if he's the son. And there, he was going with his second wife, Miriam Bat Reb Nochma Kohen, which she was the granddaughter of Rabbeinu. And they wrote in her passport as if he's the son. There's a picture here of Moshe and a blank white place where the woman is. They didn't put it in, of course. As they're planning on leaving, the police, they're planning on catching this Reb Avraham. They're taking him to jail before he had a certificate. So he immediately ran away, and from there he fled to Eretz Yisrael. It's crazy, the times over there, huh? They say that also after he was already on the boat, already passed passport control, the border control police got received papers immediately to arrest him, but he was already on. He was still connected to the deck. They could have gone and grabbed him, but it said in the passport that he left, so he left. Amash,
Baliga
Achalon.
1930s? Late 30s?
Middle of 30s. This is a little bit, but his wife, with the Moshe Ben down of Levi Yitzchak's son, they came later, a few months later, on Shavuos. For Shavuos. So, that's it for today. Bless you all with a beautiful day.